This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition of the program. We have some guests coming up, including Senator John Hoeven, who will give us the very latest on the plans to pass the tax reform bill. All the pundits, all the fake news outlets, all of the sky-is-falling Democrats led by Senator Heidi Heitkamp seem to acknowledge that bill is going to pass and go to the president this week. But we'll ask about it. We'll also welcome any last-minute questions or comments that you have today on the program. We're also going to talk with a fellow by the name of Dan Eberhardt. Dan is the CEO of Canary. It's an oil field service company. They have headquarters in Watford City, and Dan owns a number of businesses. So I thought he'd be a good guy to ask. Saw he was quoted in a few stories around the country and remembered the connection to Watford City, so we invited him on the program. To say, all right, this tax reform bill passes, your tax situation improves, your bottom line improves. What do you do with the money? Where does the dollars go? You know? I want to know. Because most of the Democrats I hear from hate businesses. And they want to tax them more, not less. You know, they're the bad guys. Evil CEOs and fat cats and... And these are people I see as employers, as people that contribute to the economy, that come into communities and build things and contribute to schools and recreational facilities and bring people into the communities that then buy homes and go to the grocery store and fill up their tank and, you know, go to the hardware store and buy Christmas presents. I don't see them as bad people, but many on the left do. I want to hear from them. What do they plan to do with the moolah that they're going to get? So we'll ask those questions. In the meantime, whatever is on your mind, lay it on me at 800-228-0550. I apologize. Yesterday, we just didn't have enough hours on the air to get to everything. We ran short of time. We did get somebody from the group of callers that we had, and we always put our priority there. Just so you know, if you really wanted to get something off your chest, the surefire way to do it is pick up the phone and call us. 800-228-0550. Or if you're in a 701 area code, you can just dial us up at 258-0550. Toll free is 800-228-0550. The local number, 258-0550. So somebody won a MyPillow gift from the callers yesterday. Then we also have the 24/7 hotline. That's mainly designed for people that either have something they want to say and just are in a super hurry and want to say it and move on, or it's for use outside of when we're on the air. And that's 855. It's the toll-free part. Excuse me, 855-200-1776, okay? Then you can text us, and we had a text winner yesterday, too, 701-367-2054 to text me. Or 701-226-8503 to text Todd. And then last, you can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I also take them Scott H. It's my first name, Scott. First initial, my last name, H. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Okay? Whether you're listening on 550K Fire, the mothership of the What's on Your Mind radio network, coming to you from beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota, Bismarck, Mandan, and dead center of the great state of North Dakota. Or AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, or 1090 KTGO, under the Bakken out there in Stanley and Tioga and Watford City and Williston, as well as KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson, 1460 on your radio dial. We appreciate the fact that you're you're listening and you're joining in on the program. How are you today, Todd?
Lovely. You?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Already for Christmas?
I am. I as I mentioned yesterday on the program, it sort of kind of hits you that, well, wait a minute, this is the last week. This is it. Now it's Christmas. So I wasn't quite prepared for that. December seemed to me to be just like a total blank, but I'm ready. It comes whether you're ready or not, but it's always a good idea to get ready, to put yourself in a, you know, this waiting, which Advent is all about, to, you know, we know what's coming, but to get yourself ready to really, 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 really grasp the moment. Pretty incredible. The reason for the season. It's not presents. It's not bargains. It's not
Santa
even
Claus.
It's not Santa Claus. No. It's not really good food around many a dinner table. All of those things are nice, but we're, of course, celebrating the birth of the Savior of the world. That's the big deal. Wrap your mind around that. Get ready for that. Get off the treadmill quick enough to realize, wow, this is pretty incredible. Get ready for that. No doubt about it. That's the fun part of Christmas. And, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to do that when you think about that. Because our lives are busy. We got a lot going on. We're hustling. We're bustling. We're cranking. So if you have a secret formula on how you get ready, prepare, use that time of waiting, lay it on us. I'd love to hear it. One thing I want to share with you and get your take on, I want to ask Senator Hovind about this later on in the program too, but do you think Senator Heidi Heitkamp ever intended to vote for the tax bill? In other words, do you think she entered the process? The reason I bring this up is Senator Heitkamp is really on a mission right now. She is on a mission to try and explain her vote. She's on a mission to try and tear down any positives from the vote. I think what she's doing is trying to plant some seeds that she hopes will bear fruit, ultimately cheerleading for bad things to happen, and so she can say, I told you so. Or that she will have, you know, dissuaded you from thinking any of the good things that happen are a result of the bill, but how much better it would have been if she had done it or whatever. I don't know. I can't really get inside her head, so I'm asking you what you think. I am now of the opinion that Senator Heitkamp was hoping to benefit from spending some time with President Trump, and she did. He invited her out. Second trip he did, stumping for this bill. Mandan, North Dakota, Endeavor Refinery. Remember? She was on the plane. He brought her on stage, said some nice things about her. He brought her to the White House, sat next to him. Let's talk about this bill. How can we make it better? Give me your input. Vice President Pence came out in an interview with me and with Chris Berg, a Point of View. Said some very favorable things about Senator Heitkamp. All right? All of that was, in her mind, good for her to say, see, I'm really trying, I'm really bipartisan. In the end, though, she didn't lift a finger. She did not lift a finger to make it better in any way, shape, and or form. You may remember I played a clip some time ago of Mitch McConnell. And we'll try and find this clip for you after the break. It's a little different than the one, Nolan, that you and I listened to earlier. It needs to go a little bit further. But I'm just going to paraphrase what he said. He was on a show with George Stephanopoulos. And George Stephanopoulos said, you know, you didn't even have any hearings on this bill. And McConnell said, there were tons of hearings. I love fake news. You know, they just think they can say it and makes it so. George, you're wrong. There were tons of hearings on the bill. Over and over and over, the Democrats went to them. This is McConnell's words. The Democrats had the opportunity to offer amendments in committee. They had the opportunity to offer amendments on the floor. For example, they were complaining about our repealing the individual mandate in Obamacare in the bill, but none of them offered an amendment to take it out. They had plenty of opportunity. They decided it was important to them politically to oppose this tax measure and take that to the American people. So what the majority leader is saying, I think, is backed up by the facts. that they'd made a decision, a political decision, they were going to oppose this tax measure. So much so, the basic regular order of the Senate is to say, here's an amendment, I want to make this change, and you don't even make it. So you don't even lift a finger. So you can't say, this is a bad, horrible, terrible, awful bill, when you had opportunities to make it better and you didn't. I think Senator Heitkamp has been exposed, and she clearly is worried politically. She sent out like 16 tweets yesterday bashing this bill. What's that about? We had a call yesterday. Remember the call? In fact, it's our Delta One call, does it all, call of the day. Then I surmised it pretty well. As far as the treatment Senator Heitkamp is affording individuals in North Dakota who disagree with the bill. That's my take. I think McConnell's right. Do you? Why is she against this bill? You tell me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and look for the duck.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. They're champions in my book, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 will take care of you.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry.
You too can score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has. A Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
St. Nick, 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Delta Call of the Day helps us celebrate our callers. We love that. We love our callers. And if you're in the oil industry and you want the easy button, just push the easy button. You want Delta. One call does it all to Delta. DeltaConstructors.net or give Eric a call. 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151 for turnkey well site solutions. Here's a call that came in from Terry in Niagara.
Donald Trump.
Yes?
Yeah. I want to play Terry in Niagara, but some gremlin here. Terry in Niagara yesterday. You remember that call, Don? Terry,
I'm sure I remember the second it starts.
Here you go.
I feel tax reform will be good for my family personally, mainly because of the elimination of the penalty Obamacare has imposed upon working families. For instance, my son's Blue Cross bill went from $200 a month to over $600 a month, and they simply cannot afford this financial burden. I emailed Ms. Heitkamp and asked her to vote for this bill. I received a lengthy reply with the same old rhetoric of the establishment. I replied and told her I think she should start being a leader rather than following the dictates of swamp people. Guess what? A few days later, I received the exact same word-for-word reply from her office, and I think that speaks volumes.
It does speak volumes. It speaks volumes
of that now. Swamp people. Sounds like a movie, doesn't it? Really bad movie.
What it speaks to me, the volumes that you speak of, is that, you know, if you have a different opinion than she does, you're really dismissed. And that's evidenced by the repeated request to appear on this program and take your questions and your comments being rebuffed. Right? And this, you know, she's hiding. She's hiding from real people and interaction with the voters of North Dakota and going to comfortable little, prearranged gatherings for a photo op. That's hiding. And I don't know why. I really don't know. Other than I guess you decide, all right, Chuck Schumer's going to make sure I got a lot of money for a reelection race, so I've just got to do what Chucky wants. Elizabeth Warren, Dianne Feinstein, just tell me what I need to do so I can meet your donors and go see them. I don't get it. If there was a sincere effort, for instance, on the tax reform bill to effect change, you would have offered amendments. You wouldn't just constantly complain about it. I mean, I went to one listening session in Minot that she didn't say one good thing other than she liked the idea of simplification. And like one good thing about any of this. So, I don't know. Is Mitch McConnell right? Is this just about a political decision that you're just going to oppose this no matter what and use that for your political benefit? How that works in North Dakota, I don't get it. It might work other places. I mean, I guess they're going to hope that enough of the positive things from Obamacare do not kick in. I'm sorry, from the tax reform bill do not kick in before the, 2018 elections heat up. Yes, I don't know. You tell me. 258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. One texter says, I called Heidi's office. They say the overwhelming number of calls they receive are for her to vote no. Maybe you could change that. They also say the polls support her on the tax bill. You know, I think that is wishful thinking. And she may, in fact, be getting an overwhelming amount of calls saying vote no, but they're not North Dakotans. I guarantee you that. And normally they wouldn't even cite people outside of North Dakota as a barometer for it. So that's just some good spin. Another says, it's laughable that Heidi is suddenly concerned about the deficit. Where was her concern when Obama increased the deficit by trillions? She's a Democratic puppet and does not represent her North Dakota constituents. Yeah, in fact, it's interesting. Chris Berg, from Point of View, can you find his tweet from yesterday where he pulled out a comment related to the Obamacare repeal and replace effort in which Senator Heitkamp said basically, you know, let's not worry about how much it costs. We'll deal with that later. Let's just fix this. Tell me when you find that, Nolan, because I think that goes to what the caller is, the texter is saying here. On that point, I think she thought of doing it differently before. What are the Democrats going to do? What are they going to say when the cuts kick in? The economy is already on fire. So I guess Trump found that magic wand that Obama misplaced. Scott, she, Heidi, has to know her days are numbered. Is she that ignorant, or what the heck is she thinking? She was asked recently in a interview with a liberal partisan supporter of hers, because those are generally the conversations she has, not with people like us, the great unwashed, that might actually have a different opinion, i.e. the majority of North Dakotans. you know, hey, your vote on the tax bill could cost you the election. She said, so be it. I mean, she sort of has to say that, but. And listen to this closely. This is what I was talking about a moment ago related to a comment she made about Obamacare and not worrying about its impact on the deficit. Listen to this.
And so the critical component of this is to quit talking about who's going to pay. Let's work that out later and talk about how we can improve the cost effectiveness of health care.
All right. So, you know, never mind the impacts. Just get this fixed. She's not saying that now on the tax reform bill. She's saying, wait a minute, it's going to have an impact on the deficit and on the debt. And when that's proven wrong, then what? Jim and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning, Scott. You know, just to share a little thing of taxes and everything that's going on in health care. My boss is a rich man. And his plan to his employees went up 49% during the open enrollment. The rich guy corporation, he decided to absorb most of it. And the balance that my family, the extra cost of the family has been absorbed by the new tax cuts and still have some extra money. The family general fund. So, Heidi, I ask you, how's that not good for me? And I think when a lot of people in North Dakota see what's going to actually happen in their world, you know, my question, Scott, what demographic of voter supports Heidi Heitkamp?
Well, you know, I mean, the last go around, you had you know, a victory for her by less than 3,000 votes. So, you know, I guess that, you know, just simple math tells you there's less Democrats than there are Republicans, and a few of those are swing voters, and, you know, she was able to attract some that the other Democratic candidate for the House was not. So, hey, yeah, Jim, we can finish on the other side of the break here if you want. Don't go away.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather, emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Today, Christmas will be over. I can't even believe it. Now, but it's not over yet, folks. You have the rest of this week, and I want you to think long and hard about what kind of gift you can give that will continue giving, right? All year long, and that's MyPillow. Because when you give MyPillow, you're giving the gift of better health. Nothing more important to your health than your sleep. Nothing more important to your sleep than MyPillow. Simple as that. And our friend Mike Lindell, one of this country's great entrepreneurs, has given us one heck of a deal. The buy one, get one deal is back. So you buy one, you get one. You get one for yourself and you give one for Christmas. They also will give one to someone in need on your behalf. That's it, just for our listeners only. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. Okay, Jim and Minot, you had some more comments about Senator Heitkamp. Lay it on me.
Well, you know, the punchline of the story I gave you previously, Scott, is the fact that the evil corporation rich guy threw the dice that these tax breaks are going to happen for the evil corporation. And this example, Heidi, I'd say to you, of an evil corporation sharing just the thought of this happening immediately with a large company. Because if this doesn't pass for some reason, he's going to have to take the hit because we're all enrolled. All his employees are enrolled under his decision of the tax breaks. And that's really the point I wanted to make. So the bottom line to me is Heidi Heitkamp, she had no choice to vote against it because she is a Democrat liberal running for re-election. The money will flow into her campaign coffers as a result. Probably knowing Heidi, she probably knows she's not going to win again. And she gets to keep a lot of that money, does she not?
Yeah, that's another little game they have where they can Byron Dorgan put it to a foundation and did all kinds of fun things with it, as I recall. And I remember donors upset about him advocating for the dollars, then he decided not to run. I still think there's a possibility Senator Heitkamp doesn't run because she sees some of the numbers and says, I'm not going to win, and, you know, then has the ability to keep. That's a possibility. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. More 80-20 she runs, but I think there is that 20% where these numbers don't get better. Here's all I care about. All I care about is the truth. And the truth is that if you claim to be in the process wanting to make the bill better, but you don't offer one amendment, you don't lift one finger to make it better, then you're lying to me. Then you are trying to sell a pig and a poke, you know. I mean, I don't like that.
Yep. And hopefully all the Trump phenomenon, whether some say bad, some say good. I haven't met anybody that's said bad personally, but I know there's some people that might be scared of him a little bit, and rightly so. He's an interesting individual. But the fact of the matter is just the swamp conversation make us realize, and people that voted for Heidi Heitkamp and continue to vote that way, the few of you that are left, I would say to you, we should say to ourselves, wow, did we really vote for this lady? You know, I mean, and I hope this exposes it once and for all.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. This is a popular bit of legislation in North Dakota. Keep that in mind. This is, the, you know, just like Donald Trump has the second highest rating of any state in the country in North Dakota, same thing on tax bills. So anything you hear about the tax bill not being popular, that's not here. That's not here at all. So that's why she got a very difficult job. Texter says, stick a fork in Heidi, she is done. Another says, yes, her days should be numbered. Well, that interesting call from Jim and Minot is the subject of my next conversation with our guest, Dan Ebar. Dan is the chief executive officer of Canary. This is a company that has operations in Watford City, North Dakota, but Dan owns a number of businesses. And I just wanted to talk to a real-life business owner who is often maligned when discussions like tax reform come up about what exactly would happen with the tax treatment that changes when there's a positive outlook on Canary's bottom line. What do you do with the dollars? Dan, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you, Scott? Thank you for having me.
So let's start there. How many businesses do you own anyway?
Oh goodness. I guess I'm fortunate enough to have about 10.
About 10 different businesses. Okay. So yes. You got 10 different balance sheets you're keeping an eye on, P&Ls and everything else. This tax reform bill is implemented in 2018, and I assume you're anticipating some positive tax treatment. Would that be right?
Yes, I think there's a lot in there for us. You know, I think the 100% expensing provision is an incentive for companies like Canary in North Dakota to spend, you know, more money on more equipment. And I think that the lower corporate rate will also incentivize investment in the medium term.
So what do you do with the dollars? Right? I mean, whatever additional revenue or, you know, additional benefit to your bottom line, what happens with the money?
So we're planning on dialing up our CapEx spending so we can grow and add to our fleet and add to our rental equipment so we can grow our business.
All right, so when you say dial up your CapEx budget, you're going to spend more. You're going to spend it. You're going to invest it.
Exactly. We would spend more money than we're planning on spending right now.
Buy things. You talked about expanding your fleet, right? So you go to various businesses, you buy things that allows them to hire more people, spend more people. Do you need more staff? Would you need more when you have higher cap?
Of course, if we have more equipment, then we need more trucks and more people.
Do you feel like you have this big giant target on your back from the swamp and from the mainstream media about somehow that you're a bad guy because you own a business and this is somehow a tax break for evil business owners? I mean, is it?
I definitely get a decent amount of that on social media and showing up in my voicemail these days.
Yeah,
there are certainly people out there that are pretty aggressively negative towards me and what I've been doing and trying to promote the economic benefits of this tax reform package.
Yeah, and you've been one of those business owners that's not afraid to go out there and talk about this and do a number of different interviews about it. I've seen you quoted in a number of different stories. Not all business owners do that. Why have you felt that was important?
Well, look, I think this is really important. I mean, we haven't had tax reform in, 31 years, and I think it's absolutely needed. And I also think that, you know, in addition to being good for business, I think this is good for regular folks. You know, the doubling of the standard deduction, the lowering of the bottom rate from 15% to 12%, and I think, you know, putting more money in people's pockets is going to lead, you know, for them to be able to spend more, which is, you know, will bring economic growth for everyone.
So
it boggles my mind that more of the Democrats aren't on board with trying to get this passed.
Yeah, and I don't know what to make of that either. We just talked about Senator Heitkamp, who certainly was courted by this administration, was brought out on Air Force One with the president, has been brought to the White House, has bragged about how she's in these conversations in the middle of it, but didn't lift a finger to change one thing in the bill other than constant rhetoric. No amendments. No change. So do you think there's just like this rule that says if you're a Democrat, you can't be for this, so you're politically just deciding you're going to be in the category of complaining about it, or what's going on there?
I mean, they must have something like that. But look, I think in a lot of places, you know, in North Dakota, I think this tax reform measure is extremely popular, and I think she's going to be on the wrong side of history, and I wouldn't want to face voters in 2018 having voted against tax cuts and tax reform. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
You're in a really weird position of sort of having to bet on the economy going south, right? Businesses being hurt or something. What else would you cheer for? Because if it works, you destroyed your own argument right in front of you.
Yeah, well, and again, you know, if she was really serious about bettering the bill so she could get on board, she could have proposed amendments. She could have, you know, had meetings with Leader McConnell and others about trying to get what she felt she needed, you know, for North Dakota in the bill to be able to vote for it. And she hasn't lifted a finger in that regard. So it just seems like she's content to be Chuck Schumer's puppet on this. Which doesn't make any sense to me, but
I'm looking at a chart from a Lawrence McDonald. It actually was a retweet by Donald Trump Jr. And it is a chart going back to 2014 of the stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and it takes a number of things: consumer confidence and tax reform, and overlays them together, and you can look at it. And 2014, 2015, all the way up through 2016, you had pretty much the Dow Jones Industrial Average in the 17, sometimes dipping down below that, but basically it had a ceiling. And literally on election day, you see a climb that has not stopped all the way up to the point that it's at. How in the world can you not say that's a result of the regulatory relief, tax reform being a part of that as well, because that's been debated here for the last month and on the track? How does Donald Trump and Republican majorities in Congress not own that increase right now?
Well, I think they do. I think it shows that the animal spirits, if you were released in the November 16 election. I think people feel a little more pep in their step and are willing to be a little bit more aggressive because they think the economy is going to do a little bit better. And I think that drives people's pensions and 401ks higher, which is good for all of us.
Incidentally, he used the hashtag animal spirits. So you're doing a mind meld, Dan, with Lawrence.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I'm not even looking at it. So
yeah, that's kind of cool. Only about a minute left. Just give me a quick update on how you see things in 2018 in the Bakken.
Sure. So guardedly optimistic. You know, we had pretty much a 2.5 year winter that was pretty negative, but. I feel good about it. I was with Harold Hamm and his team yesterday in Oklahoma City, and I think he feels good about the Bakken next year. And I think that things are going to be pretty good. And I think we're going to have a lot of drilling and a lot of activity in North Dakota. So pretty excited about 2018.
How has the Dakota Access Pipeline changed the scenario of 2018 for the Bakken?
Well, I think that coming online is going to lower the or is going to increase the takeaway capacity and lower the delta that the Dakota crude gets relative to WTI, and I think that's a good thing for North Dakota.
So it's going to be an interesting 2018. You sound positive.
Yes, guardedly optimistic after the last 2.5 years, but I feel pretty good.
Yeah, guardedly, because you just don't know what oil prices or the world situation will bring, right? How do you ever know?
Right, and I think if this tax reform doesn't pass, for instance, I think it's built into the market. I think it could cause the markets to fall, for instance.
Fascinating. We're going to talk to Dan on Energy Matters this week as well and dig into a little bit more on the oil industry and the Bakken and how things are looking for 2018. Dan Eberhardt, Chief Executive Officer, Canary. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I could let Frank go all show long, or just let Frank croon away. Is that the proper terminology, Tom? Croon? Will it,
That'll work.
Frank croon, you know, he's a crooner, isn't he? Sounds like a negative term, but I don't see it as negative.
I think the guy is unbelievable.
Love Frank Sinatra, and of course we have Frank Fridays now, where Frank plays a big part, along with other Franks that sing,
and our opportunity to be frank with you here on What's on Your Mind. Give me a call, 800-228-0550, and tell me what's on your mind today. Anything. Anything. Here's a texter. Thank God I live in North Dakota. It was a wonderful experience last night to go to Legacy High School for a concert and hear real Christmas music. Hark the herald angels sing, First Noel, and more. And they also have beautiful Christmas trees in the school, a treasured experience that can't be done anywhere in the U.S. Merry Christmas to you. Well, thank you for that fine note, and thank you for giving a little shout-out to the folks at Legacy. Hopefully the ACLU is not listening, so they don't try and shut that down next year or anything like that, because that is nice to hear. And you're right, that is a North Dakota thing. Reminds me, a few weeks ago, remember, told you about a friend of mine that was in a battle for his life at the University of Minnesota, Gene Veeder. Gene, longtime economic development county, city official in Watford City, just all things Watford. Has been, I mean, rancher, but more so just a good public servant and a good man. And there was a prayer gathering for Gene. He's a McKenzie County Commissioner, rather. And before the county commission meeting, they had a community-wide prayer service. There were like 100-plus people in a prayer circle holding hands in the county courthouse in McKenzie County. Now, that warms your heart. I love hearing stories like that and this texters. So please share. 701-367-2054 to text me, Todd's at 226-8503, or, of course, call us. We love that best, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. And a quick update on Gene. He's still in a battle, but has been making some progress. And certainly, given where he was at to where he is now, has had the prayers heard, received, and giving him a boost of miraculous recovery. So not out of the woods yet. Still more to be done, but keep doing it. Keep those prayers coming. Appreciate that very much. By the way, this hour of the program is brought to you by High Plains Apache. Mandan, Frontier location south of Fargo. When you spray as much as you do, you really need support from guys who know spray application. And nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com, or you can stop and see them in Mandan. Call them, too, 663-2375, or south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60. They call it Frontier, right across from Walmart there, just east of Walmart. Exit 60, south of Fargo, off I-29. High Plains Apache's Frontier location. You tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Any word on the suspended Century teacher? I've not heard anything on that for a while. I know that there were some real concerns that was not being handled in the best manner, that it was way overblown. I heard some information that we shared on the program that worried me. Todd, do you know anything new?
Do not.
Where that's at? Sorry?
Do not.
Do not. Nothing new from Todd, the radio guard, either. All right. Texter says, today is jersey and hat day at school. Cam picked out his clothes. This would be the lad, the boy, that the texter, the dad, is telling us about. He went to school in a Carson Wentz jersey and a Make America Great hat again. Just had to tell you about that. I should have snapped a pic. No kidding, you should have snapped a pic. It'd be viral by now. Okay, so he's going to do that tonight before the basketball practice. Great, 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 perfect. Have a great day, Scotty. Thank you for sharing that. Jersey and hat day at school. Ah, I love it. There's a bold young man going there with the Make America Great hat again. When did I do that? I don't remember, Todd. when it was, but I think I told the story on the air. I think it was Mall of America, wasn't it, last year that I did that? I wore the hat one day to Mall of America. Our daughter, Haley, and I have this little tradition. We go down after Christmas, and she grazes her way through Mall of America. And I believe it was last year, yeah, that I wore the hat, just to see how many dirty looks I could get. And I think I was under six. It was a low number of dirty looks, which to me spoke volumes. Right? Minnesota. Should be a lot of dirty hats there, a lot of dirty looks there from that hat. But no, go. Nothing. All right. Gail wants to wish all the listeners Merry Christmas, happy and successful New Year. Thank you, Gail. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.